The total number of employed people in Indiana hit a decade high in July, new preliminary federal estimates show. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya-Reyes reports, at the same time, the state's unemployed population increased slightly.
To be considered unemployed, people must be actively seeking work. That doesn't capture the third of the state's working-age population that is out of the labor force entirely. Purdue University Fort Wayne Community Research Institute Director Rachel Blakeman says that proportion isn't abnormal. But while some people leave by choice, others are pushed out because of issues outside of their control, like a lack of childcare.
We're not talking about childcare. We are eliminating or significantly reducing the availability of certain populations. And so I'm not hearing that conversation happening.
Blakeman says this labor market puts a lot of power in the hands of employees, leaving it up to employers to attract candidates through more competitive pay, support, and flexible hours. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya-Reyes.